Okay, so we started talking about this inyan on Shabbos, but we got so sidetracked in the middle of the shir and got into other inyanim, so now let's chazer where we got up to, and we'll continue. In the shir on Shabbos, we didn't even get to the inyan Pesach, so I don't even feel bad. Now we'll do the inyan Pesach, hopefully we'll get to it tonight. So we talked about the sugya of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilas. For those who are here on Shabbos, just bear with us for a couple of minutes, just to chazer. But the Gemara has this concept, Einos and Mitzvos Chavilas. What does it mean? So it means you're not allowed to do two mitzvahs at the same time. What is the primary reason that we find in the Rishonim why one is not allowed to perform two mitzvahs at the same time with the same act? Why is that? So Rashi writes the reason why. Rashi can be found in Sota Dav Ches Amud Beis. Tosis writes the same reason over there. The Rashbam writes it also in Psachim Dav Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The reason why is because Shelo Yehei HaMitzvahs Nira Alav Kamasoi. I don't want that it should look like the mitzvahs are such a burden on me. So, let me chop both mitzvahs at the same time because I'm not interested in wasting time in doing both of them. So Rashi says, Shelo Yehei Mitzvahs Niras Alav Kamasoi, in order that the mitzvah should not look to you like they are a burden, so therefore we assume that a person should not perform two mitzvahs at the same time. Each one needs to be given its own proper time to be mekayem. You have a sheet?
No.
Yeah. Correct. That's correct. Yeah. Thank you. So that's reason number one. Rashi says, Shelo Yehei Mitzvahs Niras Alav Kamasoi. Reason number two that we find is in Moed Katan Dav Chesam and Beis. The Gemara Moed Katan is talking about Ein Nosa Nasha Memoed. One is not allowed to get married to his wife on Yom Tov. Why is that? Says the Gemara, because Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I have a chiyuv to be Mesameach on Yom Tov itself. I have a chiyuv V'Simcha Sishto. I have a chiyuv to be Mesameach with my wife. So how can I do both things at the same time? So says the Gemara, therefore you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. In fact, I mentioned on Shabbos that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it used to be the people in Yerushalayim were very poor, they didn't have any money. So the widespread practice was they used to get married on Friday afternoon and then use the Shabbos Friday night Suda in order to count for the wedding meal. This way they didn't have to pay for two meals. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach got married on Purim, and they used the Purim Suda as the wedding suda also. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered with the kasha. What about Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas? Habachiv to be Mesameach on Purim, Habachiv to be Mesameach by the wedding. How can I do both mitzvahs? How can I perform them both at the same time? So this was actually the Chasana Torah that Rav Shlomo Zalman said at his Kabbalah's Panim. This is the Torah that he said over. And now in the Halicha Shlomo on Purim, they printed the Shtikl Torah that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explained why there's no problem with Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas when it comes to getting married on Purim. Be it as it may, we assume there is a din that one is not allowed, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, I'm sorry, one is not allowed to get married because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says Tosis, why is that? Why do we have this halacha, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Says Tosis like this, V'tam Nirik Tzas, D'Kemosh Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. Says Tosis, we have a similar concept. Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas is similar to Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What's the similarity? T'bayinan Shiyehei Liboy Panoi leMitzvah Achas V'lo Yifna Atzmo Heimenu. We want that everybody should concentrate and should pay attention on what they're doing. And if you're going to do mitzvahs chavilas, you're going to do two mitzvahs at the same time. You're not going to fully concentrate on what you're doing. And similarly, says Tosis, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha means if I'm supposed to put all of my energies being mesameach with the Yom Tov, then how can I go ahead and get married on Yom Tov as well? That's going to take away from my concentration that I'm supposed to put into the Simcha of Yom Tov itself. So what do you see from here? You see that Tosis understands a totally different reason. Why do we assume this is a din? Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. It's not like Rashi and the Rashbam said that the reason why is Shelo Yehei Nira Alav Kamasi, that it shouldn't look like it's difficult, like I'm chopping all the mitzvahs at once, that I shouldn't waste time. No! Tosis says the reason why we say Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas is because we don't want that a person should lose his ability to pay attention to each particular mitzvah, to give the concentration that each one deserves. Says Tosis, we don't want to take that away, and therefore we assume Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas is the same reason why Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What was that? Why? Okay. You're not paying attention anyway. Okay, interesting. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't remember exactly what he says. I don't think so. What was that? Anyway, a third reason that we mentioned on Shabbos, we won't go through it again, just briefly, if you want to read it on your own, it's a very fascinating chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests as to why we have a din Einos Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Beis HaOtzer, which is on the sheet here, that perhaps the reason why is because the same way if I would go ahead and shake lulav on Leil Sukkis, the same way if I would go and blow shofar on Leil Rosh Hashanah, I wouldn't be Mekayim HaMitzvah. Why? Because it's not the Zman HaMitzvah right now. The Zman HaMitzvah is only by Yom. So too over here, he says, when I have a din that Ha'osib Mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, while I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm not allowed to do a second mitzvah at the same time. So one mitzvah cancels out the other. And it's as if I'm doing the mitzvah Bizman HaPtur. So this is a big chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Engel has. Take it or leave it. You can read the lumdus over here. But we won't go over that again. So this is a very interesting halacha. Then, Enos HaMitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. And whatever the reason is, we found two reasons in the Rishonim, one reason in the Achronim. But where do we find this halacha actually appear in Shas? Where do we have it in the Gemara? So the Gemara has it in three cases. Number one, the Gemara has in Sota Dav Chesam and Aleph, says the Gemara, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotas Ka'achas. The Gemara tells us, one is not allowed to give two sotas, when unfortunately you have the story when a sota is a promiscuous woman and she has to come to the Beis HaMikdash in order to... This is for you. I left it on the table. You usually sit over there. So there's a halacha that when you have a woman who's a sota, so she has to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to go through the whole process of sota. So says the Gemara, when you're going through that process of sota, ein mashkin shtei sotas kachas, you're not allowed to have two sotas come to the Beis HaMikdash and have the process of the sota happening at the same time. So it's interesting. Rashi and Tosfos have machlokas in the Gemara parenthetically. What exactly does that mean? Some of the Rishonim say what it means is you're not allowed to do the actual drinking of the meha sota at the same time. Why are you going to have a kohen says, 1, 2, 3, both of you drink at the same time? That's what I would have said it means. Ein mashkin shtei sotas means you're not allowed to have them do the punchline. You can't have them do the same thing at once. Because ein osam mitzvahs chavidas chavidas. Says Tosfos, no. What it means is ein ma'amidim shtei sotas kachas. Tosfos says it means the whole sota is a process. It takes a half an hour. The Gemara goes through a whole discussion. You have to say to the woman this, and you have to say to her that, and then she agrees, she doesn't agree. You tell her you're going to curse her. You tell her this happens, and that happens. Take some of her clothing off. So the Gemara is a whole process that leads us up to the drinking of the Mayim HaMa'arim. So says the Tosfos that what the Gemara means over here, ein mashkin shtei sotas kachas, doesn't mean you're not allowed to have them drink at the same time. It means more than that. You're not allowed to have the whole process of a sota going on at the same time that you have the process of a sota going on right next to it.
Yeah. Mashkin, which means drink.
Right. So Rashi, you say,
I thought maybe you drink half, I'll drink the other half, or something like that.
No. The Gemara means Eshkin Shtei Sotas. The way Rashi understands it is.
You don't have to use two of the parchments that
yeah,
the
uh-huh.
And all that. That's what they want
to say. Uh-huh. Interesting.
What is an answer that they don't want one woman to.
Shlohei Gaspa Chaverta. So that's different. So that's a different sugya. But over here, that's talking about an eved, that you shouldn't have certain people there. But let's know each other. It is by sota, but it says you shouldn't have, let's say, a woman who works for me. So I'm going to say, oh, look at me. You know, my eved is here. My shifcha is with me. So that's a different sugya. But basically, the Magen Avraham posits from here that what's the halacha? Let's say you go to a bris and you have twins. So what do we do when you have twins who have a bris? So normally, our minhag is you do the bris on one, then you take the baby out, then you take the next baby in, you do the second bris, right? If both of them are having the bris on the same day. Sometimes twins don't have on the same day, but generally you have them on the same day, so we have the minhag that you take one in, you bring the other one in after you finish the first milah. Says the Magen Avraham, well, is that so simple? Why do we have that minhag? Maybe you're allowed to bring in the baby, have both of them sitting right here, just as long as you don't have the moil doing, I mean, you can't do both of them at the same time, but maybe he'll finish one, then he'll finish the other. Why do we have to bring the other one in from outside only after we finish? Says the Magen Avraham, no! Because Tosfos learns over here, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotas Kachas means, you're not allowed to do the Hamanas HaSota. You can't have the process going on at the same time. So says the Magen Avraham, you can extrapolate from there, that you're not allowed to have two processes of bris going on at the same time. Not just the actual cutting itself, but the whole preparation, the whole lead up to the bris, you're not allowed to have going on at the same time either. So That's an interesting chiddush. So over here we have a Gemara in Sota Daf Ches that tells us you can't do two Maisa HaMitzvah at the same time. Like, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotas Ka'achas, again, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is exactly what it means. Magen Avraham has the Nafkamina by the Bris. Ein Mitaron Shtei Mitzaron Ka'achas, Ein Rotzin Shtei Avanim Ka'achas. Sometimes you have to do Ritzias HaOzen, you have to poke the, you have to put an ear piercing into the Eved if he wants to stay a Haftias Adoni, he wants to stay with his master. Va'abado Li'olam, he has to be his Eved La'olam until Yovel. So then we say, you're not allowed to do two of those ear piercings at the same time. Ein arfin shtei aglalus ka'achas, very unlikely. When are you going to have two egla rufas in the same time at the same place? It's a very hard thing to imagine. But still, the Gemara says you're not allowed to do them at once. And all of this is because ein osam mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. This is sukkah number one.
How about two weddings?
Yeah. Two weddings. Oh, so what I didn't put in here is the Gemara has in the end. Yeah, so one second. So the Gemara does write over here, the Gemara says at the end, Kam Mekohen Echad, Kam Mishnei Kohanim. If I have two Kohanim who are administering two different Eglat Rufas, or I have two Kohanim administering two different Sotas, then the Gemara says no problem. So if I have two weddings with two different Masada Kedushin and two different things happening, you could have them one next to the other. The only problem is, if I'm going to have one wedding ceremony, you're going to have two couples sitting under the chuppah at the same time, so then you're not supposed to do that, then that would be a violation of Eina Mitzvah Chavilis Chavilis. Then we have a second sugya, the Gemara in Brachas Dav Mem Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Ein Chosm Mishtaim, which means, when I bench, let's say you take the bracha of Rachem Na. So what do we say in Rachem Na? We say, David HaMelech, Shlom HaMelech, and then we say, oh, Yerushalayim, we want. So how do we end off the bracha? The bracha always has to be Me'ena Chasima. You have to finish off the bracha the way the bracha was formulated. So what does the bracha of Rachem talk about? It talks about, number one, Yerushalayim, Boni Yerushalayim, all that. And it talks about Machas Beis David. So we should really end up the bracha, Moshiach Yisrael, Boni Yerushalayim, says the Gemara. Why don't we end off with both themes that we spoke about in the bracha, in order that we'll have the chasima me'ein hapsicha, in order that the end of the bracha should be the same way the formulation of the bracha was up until now. Says the Gemara, no, that will be a violation of Enos and Mitzvahs Chabilis Chabilis. If you're going to end off a bracha with two themes, you're going to say Moshiach Yisrael, Boni Yerushalayim, well, those are two different concepts. You can't say them in the same breath. So says the Gemara, Enos and Mitzvahs Chabilis Chabilis dictates you're not allowed to say Moshiach Yisrael, Boni Yerushalayim at the end of the bracha. We only say Boni Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara tells us. Aye, every Shabbos and Yom Tov, what do we say? Mikadosh Yisrael the Hazmanim, Mikadosh Yisrael the HaShabbos. So what do you mean? It's two different things. Mikadosh Yisrael is one, God gave us a Kedusha. God also gave a Kedusha to Shabbos. God also gave a Kedusha to Yom Tov. So what does it mean? Says the Gemara, how do you explain that? Mikadosh Yisrael the Hazmanim, how does that fit in? Says the Gemara, it stands on its head. No, the Gemara explains what it means is like this. Mikadosh Yisrael the Hazmanim is because God gave Kedusha to the Jewish people. And now because we have a Kedusha, we're able to infuse our Kedusha onto the day. So therefore, because we are Niskadish by our Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, we put that Kedusha into Yom Tov, and now when it comes to the Yom Tov davening, we are the ones who created that Kedusha. So says the Gemara, that's all Kula Chada Kedusha Ninim. That's all considered one theme. That's not considered like Boni Yerushalayim and Moshiach Yisrael, which is two different themes. This is considered like one theme because Mekadesh Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are the ones who are Mekadesh the Mo'adim. So now the problem is Reb Chaim pointed out the following. The Minigin Valojan was, what do you do when it comes to Nachem on Tisha B'Av? So what's our Nusach? What do we say? Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, we have a whole Nusach, and then how do we end it? Menachem Tzion, Boni Yerushalayim. Ask the Achronim, how do you say two themes? The Gemara says you're not allowed to say Meshuyah Yisrael and Boni Yerushalayim because it's two different themes. So how do you say Menachem Tzion, Boni Yerushalayim? It's also two different themes. So the Minigin Valojan was to end off the Nachem Tvila with Boni Yerushalayim, the same way you do normally. Leave out Menachem Tzion. Why? Because based on our Gemara and Brachos Daf Memtes, the Gemara says, Ein Chos Mishnayim, you're not allowed to end off with two different themes, you have to end off with one theme. So the Gemara over here dictates also, the Gemara doesn't mention this Bracha, but it should follow, that we shouldn't have this Bracha, Menachem Tzion of Boni Yerushalayim. So that was the Minigin Valojan. Minig Yisrael, I think, is not that way. The question is why? Why should that be the case? Then you turn your attention, Reb Chaim talks about the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening. So how do you end off Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. Yisrael the Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's all called one theme. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Shabbos, Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Yom Tov, and we all got our Kedusha. It's only because we have a Kedusha that we're able to infuse Kedusha into Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're going to ask, Shabbos is Kaddish whether we like it or not, right? Yom Tov only comes around if we're Mekadesh the Yom, if we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. But Shabbos comes around anyway, yeah, so the Rishonim explain what it means is, yeah, Shabbos is Kaddish, but we infuse Shabbos with an extra Kedusha. When we say Kiddush, we're giving an extra level of Kedusha to the Shabbos as well. We find a similar concept, let's say, by a Bechor. It says a Bechor is Kaddish Meirechem. When a Bechor comes out from the animal, it's considered Kaddish Meirechem already from the time that it's born. But still, we have a Chiv to go ahead and be Mekadosh Bepeh. Why is that? What do you mean? It's Kaddish already. Answer is because there's such a concept of adding Kedusha onto something which is already Kaddish. And that's what Kiddush is all about on Shabbos as well. So then you turn your attention to the Rosh Hashanah davening. What do we say? What do we say in Malchus? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaKol HaAretz, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So what do you mean? It's two different themes. Number one, we say, Melech HaKol HaAretz, Malchus, Gevaldik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaKol HaAretz. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And then you end over the separate theme, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So how does that fit? Ask Reb Chaim, how do you explain that? Then you turn to the Yom Kippur davening. What do we say on Yom Kippur? How do we end off? Melech Mocho V'Saleach L'Avonoseinu L'Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael. Same kasha. Ask Reb Chaim, How are you allowed to do that? If the Gemara says that you're not allowed to say Moshiach Yisrael Abonu Yerushalayim, so then you also shouldn't be allowed to say all of these extra nuschos in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. Explains Reb Chaim as follows. Says Reb Chaim, no. Because when you talk about Rosh Hashanah, what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah? It's not two separate themes. Rosh Hashanah is all about Machias. So when you end off the bracha and you say Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, what are you saying? That the essence of Rosh Hashanah, which we were Mekadosh, is that we're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all one theme. That's not like Moshiach Yisrael Abonu Yerushalayim, which is two different ideas. This is one idea. This is the crux of what the Yom Tov is all about. And similarly, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when you end off and you say Melech Mochav V'Saldeach Laban Hoseinu U'Mavarash Moseinu B'chol Shana V'Shana Mekadosh Shel V'Yom HaKippurim, that is what the day of Yom Kippur is all about. That is the essence of Yom Kippur, that we get a Mechila Slicha of the Kapara. It's not a separate theme. That's what it's all about. And because of this, Reb Chaim said, an afkamina would be, let's say it comes to Shachris. So many write, the Chayyadim talks about this, the Shari Tshuva quotes it as well. What's the halacha if, let's say, you forgot to say in the Birchas Haftorah, for example? When we lay in the Haftorah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say also, Melech Mochav V'Saldeach Laban Hoseinu, whatever you say, the whole Nusach HaBracha on Rosh Hashanah. And also, no? Haftorah, you say something there. You say Yom HaZikaron, but before that, you add in a whole nusach there. In Al HaTorah, you add a whole nusach. So that's the kasha. How do we end off with that? So the answer is the same way we end off. Oh, it doesn't have it in here. I don't have a machzor. So, anyway, we end off the Birchas HaTorah with the extra nusach that we say in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Shemona Esrei. So it's interesting. Says Reb Chaim, what's the halacha the Chayyadim talks about? The Shari Tshuva quotes it. What's the halacha of, let's say, a person forgets in the Birchas HaTorah to say that extra part? You just end off Mikadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur. Mikadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. I'm sorry, V'Yom HaZikaron. Is that good enough if you leave out Melech Mochav V'Saleach on Yom Kippur? Says Reb Chaim, well, the Chayyadim says yes. Why? Because that's not the main part of the Birchas HaTorah. That's for Malchias you need to say that. That's in Musaf you need to say it. But Reb Chaim argued, no, if you leave it out, even if you leave it out in the Haftorah, even if you leave it out in Musaf, you're not Yotzei the Bercha. Why? Because the whole essence of what Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah is all about is Malchias. The whole essence of what Yom Kippur is all about is getting Melechila V'Slicha V'Kapara. And therefore, if you leave that out, it's as if you didn't make the Bercha at all. So this is what Reb Chaim suggested. Then we discussed a third sugya where the Gemara talks about Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas, and that is in Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara says, for example, says the Gemara, really the chatchila, whenever we bench, we're supposed to bench ala kos, shel chashivish to the benching. So we don't always do that, we don't always have time to do it. However, that's really the ikar din. The Gemara says you're supposed to bench ala kos. So says the Gemara, what happens if I'm eating a meal Friday afternoon and the meal goes straight into Shabbos? So now I want to say Kiddush and I want to bench on the same cup of wine. So what do I do? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to say shtei kedushas al kos echad. I can't use the same cup of wine to bench with as I used also for the Kiddush on Shabbos Friday night. So that's what the Gemara has. So now the Acharonim take these three sugyas and they extrapolate from here to a whole bunch of other very fascinating sugyas which also have to do with Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas. Let's look into a couple of them. The Prima Gadim writes that we have the Acharonim talk about six different mitzvahs where we find a din that want us to stand up while doing the mitzvah, while performing that mitzvah. And that is learned from the Gemara when it talks about Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara says, Lachem, Usfartam Lachem Imachus HaShabbos, Mehochel Chermesh Bakarma. So says the Gemara, Al Tikir Bakama, Ela Bakoma, that a person has to stand up while counting the Sfiras HaOmer. So says the Seydi Achronim, we learn out from here, that the same way by Sfiras HaOmer we have Xeris HaKasav, seemingly from the Gemara it can't be Xeris HaKasav, it's not clear if Sfiras HaOmer is Derais or Derabana, okay, but be it as it may, the Gemara certainly has an Asmachta, that we learn out that a person is supposed to stand up when he counts Sfira. So say the Achronim, we learn out from there that since it says Lachem by Sfiras HaOmer, Isfartam Lachem, so now any other mitzvah where it says Lachem, you also have to stand when you do the mitzvah. What are those? So one of them is Kiddush Levana, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. Aye, that's not talking about Kiddush Levana. That's talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, not talking about Kiddush Levana. Okay, so the Achronim extend it a little further. And Lachem means by Bris Milah. It says Hima Lachem Kol Zachar. So you have to stand up when you're doing a Bris Milah. So the Achronim talk about, the Prima Gadim talks about this halacha. Let's say you want to have a sandik and a moil at the same time. Let's say you want to have the same person being the sandik and the moil. So you're allowed to do that or not? Well, says the Prima Gadim, how are you allowed to do it? If we know you have to stand up while doing the bris milah, while performing it, because it says hi malachem. So how can you have the same person doing the sandikos and the milah if in fact he's going to have to sit down? Says the Prima Gadim, it's not a good idea. I would have said it's not a good idea because it's just not a good idea. Sanik and the Moel is not going to do a good job if he's doing both of them at the same time. But it's not what the Prima Gadim is bothered with. The problem is that in the Chut HaMashulash, which is the biography of the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they write that Rabbi Akiva Eiger used to do this all the time. He was the Sanik and the Moel at the same time. So how do you do it? The Prima Gadim's Taina, Himalachem Kol Zachar. You have to stand up while you're doing the Bris Milah. So had the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, had all the Gdolim, all the Rebbes do this nowadays also. How are they allowed to do the Sanikos and the Milah at the same time? So the answer is, says the Marsham, well, let's say you have a person who's in a hospital. You have a person, Rahmana Litzlan Loyalenu, he's in a bed, he's not able to get out of bed. Or a person is wheelchair bound, they can't stand up for Sviras Armor. So you're going to tell them, you can't count Svira? You're going to say that this din of standing up for Sviras Armor is Ma'akiv? Of course not. It just means that Chathchila, there's a din he's supposed to stand. If a person cannot stand, it's not that he's being Mavaza the Mitzvah by sitting down. This is the only thing I can do right now. I can only count Sviras lying in a bed. I can only count Sviras sitting in a wheelchair. So I can't stand up. So therefore, says the Gemara, says the Marsham, that since that would not be considered a Bizayin HaMitzvah because I have a good reason why I'm sitting down, so therefore we would allow a person to count Sviras sitting down in such a case. So to over here, says the Marsham, the reason I'm sitting down by the Bris Milah is not because I'm being Mavaz in the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Adarabba, the reason I'm sitting down by the Milah is because I love Bris Milah so much. I want to take this on the coast. I want to take the job of being the Marl also. I want to do everything I want. So therefore, since I'm being Mechabed the Mitzvah Mila, there's no concern over there about sitting down. The Maram Shik, who's a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, discussed this Shiloh with another one of his friends, who was also a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. His name was Rab Aaron Spitz. So the Maram Shik writes a Shuva about something that he heard from Rab Aaron Spitz, his fellow Talmud by the Chassam Sofer. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer wrote a Hesped on his Talmud, this Rabbi Spitz. So he was obviously a very big Talmud Chacham. So this Rabbi Spitz wrote to the Maram Shik, well, it's very nice, the Prima Gadim and the Marsham, they get around the problem of standing up, of being the Sanik and the Moel at the same time, but what about Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? What about Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? Why don't they talk about that? So he sent a letter to his friend Ramshik. What?
You know, Sanik is not a mitzvah.
So said the Ramshik two times. Said the Ramshik number one, being a Sanik is a mitzvah? What do you mean? Let's say I decide nobody has steady hands, right? Let's say everybody's hands are shaking, whatever it is. I decide I want to do it on an operating table. Nobody wants to be the sandik, so I put the baby on a table. Am I yotze the mitzvah bris milah? Was I over anything? There's no mitzvah to have a sandik. It's just, it's a schus. Yeah, the Rama says it's as if you're like the mizbeach and you'll be zecher to Ashiras, which parenthetically Rav Schwab once said to my father, the Rama says that person who's a sandik is going to be zochet to Ashiris. It's the school of Ashiris, the same way a person who was makter the keteres on the mizbeach was zochet to Ashiris. So Rav Schwab asked the kasha, what do you mean? I've been a sandik so many times, I haven't seen it work. So how could it be? So I think my father said when Rav Soloveitchik asked this kasha in Shir, so I think he said that Rabbi Ganak called out in the middle of Shir. Rabbi Ganak said, yeah, it's a school of Ashiris and what you want to be an usher in. So you, Rav Soloveitchik, want to be an usher in Torah. You want to be an usher in Chachma. So the Baruch Shalom gave it to you. It doesn't mean, what do you care to have money? So he said, maybe that's the pshat. But Rav Schwab said he thinks the pshat is different. Rav Schwab said maybe the reason why if a person does sandikos, maybe he doesn't become rich is really because sandikos doesn't just mean that you sit while they're doing the actual milah. Sandik Muhammad is also the same sandik. That's also part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the job. So said Rav Schwab, maybe the reason why the skula doesn't work is because we don't follow through, we don't finish our mitzvah. When you're mechabed you to be the sandik, you should ask them, well, I don't only want to be the sandik, I plan to be a millionaire. And since I want to be a millionaire, give me sandik movement also. Don't give me a half a job here. So Rabbi Schwab said, maybe that's why the reason why we don't have it. But anyway, talking about mitzvahs chavilos, said the Maram Shik as follows. Let's say we decide we don't want to have anyone be the sandik. We want to take precautionary measures. We want to make sure to do it on a table. We want to be very careful about everything we're doing. Says the Maram Shik, you're just like an Evan. You're just like a Levena, he says. You're like a brick. So you put the baby on my lap. Okay, so I have a skula for Ashiras. What if we don't want to give it to you? So fine, so we won't have it. It's not like I'm violating a mitzvah. And not only that, says the Maram Shik, when am I not allowed to do two mitzvahs at the same time? That's, let's say, doing Kiddush and Berachas HaMazon on the same cup of wine. That's like doing two sotas at the same time. Two different inyanim that you're doing at the same time, that's not proper. But says the Maram Shik over here, Sandik and Moel, that's the same thing. We're involved in the mitzvah milah. We're doing the same exact thing. So what are you going to say? That's a problem of mitzvahs chavilas. The Maram Shik says, I don't know what my friend is talking about. And this is why he justified the minig of his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and of the grandfather, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, why they allowed themselves to take the covet of being both the sandik and the moel at many brisim of their talmidim. So this is one interesting discussion that we have in some of the Tshuvas Farm. Oh, the Maram Shik is on here. Then we have another interesting discussion, which is in the Divrei Malkiel, where he talks about
doing a hesped on two gedolim that die at the same time, or two personalities in the community that die at the same time. Ayin Shulchan Aruch and the Shin Mem Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not allowed to be maspid two people at the same time. So how do we do it over here? How do you allow that in some communities if two people die? Let's say Rahman al-Islam, we had this week, seven people, Rahman al-Islam passed away tragically. So we made one levaya. How are you allowed to do that? Ayin Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to have two hesbedim at the same time. So this, the Divrei Malkiel is bothered with that kasha. Why isn't that a problem of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? There's a mitzvah to show Kavod HaMeis. There's also a mitzvah, by the way, the Shittim Kubetzes writes to show Kavod HaChai. Important to keep in mind. And the Shittah writes that it's even more important than Kavod HaMeisim. Shittim Kubetzes points out that, by the wayside, but the Shittim Kubetzes writes that we have a Gemara in Ksubas where the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayim, and you have a Chasna and a Kala who are going on their way to the wedding, and on the other hand, you have a crossroad. So you can either let the Chasna and Kala go first, or you can let the Aron go through with all the people who are going on the procession for the Levaya. So who should take precedence? You can't both fit on the highway. Who's going to go first? Says the Gemara, Chasna and Kala go first. Why? So the Shita writes, because Kavod HaChaim is other from Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. Why do we stand up when we go to Levaya? Why do we stand up for the mace? I never was Mechaber the Mace when he was alive, so why am I Mechaber the Mace when he dies? Why do I stand up for him at his Levaya? So the Achronim explained the reason why is because the same way the Mishnah writes in Bikurim Gimel Gimel, the Mishnah writes that when everyone used to sing up the Bikurim, all the storekeepers, all the shopkeepers used to come out and be Mechaber the Ola Regel. I'm sorry, the Mevi Bikurim, everyone would stand up for them. Why? Because we have to be Mechaber in Osem Mitzvah. So to over here, when we stand up at a Levaya, we're not standing for the Mace. We don't have respect for the Mace. I mean, we're supposed to, but we don't. If we didn't respect the person Mechayim, why are we respecting him in Miso? Say the Achronim, the reason why we stand up at a Levaya is for the Chever Kadisha who's involved in a mitzvah. And similarly, when you stand up at a Bris Milah, you're not standing up for the baby. What did the baby do? Baby didn't do any mitzvahs, he doesn't know any Torah, he just forgot all of his Torah. So the reason why we stand up at a Bris is because we're standing up in honor of the person who's involved in bringing his child to do the Bris Milah now. The Kvater who's bringing in the baby now to be Mechayim the mitzvah. So this is an interesting question. Why is it if we have to show Kavod HaMeisim? Obviously, Kavod HaMeisim is to a lesser degree than Kavod HaChayim. So ask the Divrei Malkiel, why is it that we are allowed to do two Hespedim at the same time? So this is an interesting discussion that he has. So he says, look, if you have two people who die separately and you're going to just hop around both of them, do them on the same day because, you may as well save money. Why should we rent out the funeral parlor twice? Why should we waste money? So that, he says, is, it might be a violation of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But let's say you have a situation like Rachman al-Itzlan we had this week. You have seven people who die in a fire, and they're all from one family. So what will be more powerful for the people? If you have one levaya for seven people, we're going to be maspid all of them at the same time, that's going to evoke a lot more emotion. Says the Divrei Malkiel, what's the point of giving hespedim? The whole point is, the Gemara says in Brachas Davav, agra de hesped deluye, it's to make people cry. That's what we try to do by a hesped. You know, the maspidim always say, I don't want to say things that are going to make everyone cry. Why not? That's what the Gemara says, you're supposed to make people cry. That's what a hesped is for. So if that's what you're supposed to do by a hesped is to evoke people's emotions and make them realize how much of a tragedy it is, well, this is going to make us feel it a lot more. When we have seven aronos sitting in a room together, when we're maspid all them together and we show how much of a loss we're suffering at one time, says the Divrei Malkiel, that's not mitzvahs chavilas, we're adarabba, we're enhancing the mitzvah, we're doing it more behidr than we're supposed to do it. Otherwise, if you would have seven different levayas, it wouldn't be as powerful as having one all together. Rabbi Tzvi Yitzchak Frank has an interesting discussion where he describes the following. Let's say you have a situation where a father and a mother died on the same day. So this used to be something, the Gemara does have remez to such a thing, where you have a father and mother died at the same day. Obviously after the Holocaust we had a lot of situations where fathers and mothers died at the same time because children unfortunately saw their parents being killed at the same time. They were shot right in front of their eyes. So sometimes you have situations where it's unfortunate like that. Other times, Rabbi Yeager, I remember when I was Menachem Elul, Rabbi Yeager, when his mother passed away a couple of years ago, so Rabbi Yeager said that his mother and his father died a couple of years apart, but they were died on the same exact day. So that's interesting. So the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank discusses the Shaila about having Yahrzeit on the same day for one's father and mother. Do you have to light two different Yahrzeit lift, or can you light one for both of them? So you'll say, what's the big deal? So light two. Okay, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was talking about in poor Yerushalayim, when they didn't even have money to turn the lights on at night. They couldn't learn anything once the lights went out. So a taka costs money to light a yahrzeit lift. So he wants to know, should I waste money and buy two of them? Or is it good enough if I just light one and be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim? Why do we light a yahrzeit lift? It's to be mechabed, to remind us that we should think about the parents. So he says, it's kibud av v'aim, so chiv kibud av v'aim. So he says, maybe you should be mechuyev to light two, because you have a chiv, number one, kibidav, number two, kibidaim, so maybe you should light two. On the other hand, maybe I could just chop a Ryan all in one. So he talks about whether this is enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. This is an interesting discussion, and here he brings us to a very interesting idea. He says, on the one hand, you have kibidav aim is one general mitzvah. We don't count two mitzvahs, one to be mechabed my mother, one to be mechabed my father. It's one general mitzvah of being mechabed my parents. On the other hand, he says, it's guf and mechlokim. It's two different people. So, the same way the Gemara says, ein mashkin shtei sotas ka'achas, yes, it's one parsha, one mitzvah of sota, but when it's two guf and mechlokim, two different people who need the hashgas ha-sota, that's einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So, to over here, he says, maybe you should say, and since I didn't keep it of aim, even though it's all one mitzvah, but when I come to two gufa mechlokim, I have a mother and a father, maybe each one deserves their own kavod. And if you're going to light one yartzeilich, maybe that's going to be a violation of enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So he talks about it and he says, well, maybe after the parents die, maybe it's not the same mitzvah anymore, maybe they're not related anymore. Okay, he gets into a whole discussion, a very fascinating discussion, that has a lot to do with this Gemara and Kiddushin, daf lamed aleph amud aleph, but I see it's getting a little late, so let's go a little further. Now, there is a question whether or not the Sefer Ara Derabanan is a Sefer which collects a lot of different mitzvahs and figures out whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan. So obviously the Rambam in his Minyan Mitzvahs talks about this a lot, the Chinuch talks about it, but over here the Sefer Ara Derabanan tries to bring rayas to many different halachas, whether they're halachas d'oraisa or d'rabanan. So over here by the din, enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, the Achronim talk about whether this is considered a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah mid'rabanan. So the pashtus is we assume that this is a din d'rabanan, that's what Tosis writes, and then you look at the Minchas Chinuch number Vav, where the Minchas Chinuch there is talking about the din of Malkus, that you have to give a person Malkus when he so deserves it. So the Minchas Chinuch writes as follows, Umavur Barambam, Dein Malkin Shtayim Ke'echad. Let's say you have two people, who are Mechuyiv, Bezdin, Paskins, you need Malkus and you need Malkus. Says the Rambam, you can't give both of them Malkus at the same time. Why? Dechsiv, Lefanav, Sheyehe HaShofet, Einav Bo. That I have to make sure I'm paying attention to this person. I have to look at him. And if I'm going to be doing two at the same time, I'm not going to be paying attention. So we have two drushos over here. Ask them in Chaschinach with Sarachian. The Shtema drushos. Hasafri. He says both of these are learned out in the same medrash in the Safri. How can you learn out two different drushos that teach us the same halacha in the same medrash? How can it be? From two different psukim. The Lachor Belav Hachi. Says the Minchas Chinuch, have a better kasha. Why do I need any pasuk at all? Even without any gzeres hakasha that you're not allowed to give malchus to two people at the same time, I would know it. The enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Yes, it's unfortunate that the mitzvah that I'm doing right now is the mitzvah of hitting someone. It's like, I think they say the story about, who is it? My father says from Rav Kook and the Satmar Rav, something like that. That in the beginning of the state of Israel, Rav Kook came out and he said, it's a mitzvah for everyone to vote. You have to vote. This way we're going to get the votes the way we want them to be in the Knesset. So the Satmar Rav apparently met up with Rav Kook, someone who was in the Turi Karta, I think, met up with Rav Kook, and he said, yeah, it's a mitzvah to vote for the government. It's like a mitzvah like Achilles Matzah. So Rav Kook said, no, it's a mitzvah like Achilles Mara. You know, some mitzvahs are more exciting, some mitzvahs are less exciting. It's more exciting to eat matzah, it's less exciting to eat Mara. So over here also, you're involved in a mitzvah of Aviyata Rami Kerbecha. You're involved in a mitzvah of making sure that the Russia... You have to make sure that you give him Malkus when he deserves it. So over here, there's also an inyan of enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Ask them in Chas Chinuch, why do I need a drasha to tell me that you're not allowed to give Malkus to two people at the same time? I know already, the Gemara says in Sota, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Gemara says in Brachas, that enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, so why do I need a new drasha? Says them in Chas Chinuch, ach kvar kasva tosus dezeh she'enosin habirak min derabanan. Says them in Chas Chinuch, you see, obviously, that this whole halacha, enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, is only in the Rabbanan. So over here, the Gemara wants to know, the Medrash wants to know, on a daraisidika level, why am I not allowed to give Malkus to two people at the same time? So we learn from a pasuk, yakene v'lo acher. We learn from a pasuk, whatever the Sifri darshins. You can't say, because mitzvahs chavilas teaches me that, because mitzvahs chavilas is only in the Rabbanan. And here we want to know, on a level of daraisa, how do we know you're not allowed to give Malkus to two people at the same time? So now, with all of this in mind, let's see, how is this halacha relevant to Leil HaSeder? How is this halacha of enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas relevant to Leil Pesach? So we start off with a Gemara like this. What?
Arba Kosos.
Why?
If you're allowed to drink Mabas Achatz, isn't that...
So the Gemara has a discussion, Shasa Mabas Achatz Lo Yatza. What does that mean, Mabas Achatz? So it's a machlok to Rishonim what bevas achas means. Some Rishonim explain what it means is you pour them all into one, but you have a huge cup, koshel aliyo, which fits four revias, let's say. So you're going to pick that cup up and say, oh, dalet kosas am yotze dechiv, drink the whole cup of wine. So some Rishonim say that's what it means. Obviously not yotze, that's one cup. Other Rishonim say, no, shasam bevas achas means you drink one, two, three, four, after one after the other. That would not be considered being mekayem your mitzvah. Why? Because it means you're supposed to drink the cups of wine intermittently throughout the Seder, so it's not going to be good enough to drink the Mevas Achas. So that's not really connected to this point. But we look at a Gemara in Pesachim Da Kuftas Vavam and Beis. Look at the Gemara Amar Shmuel. Lechem Oni Ksiv. It says, on Pesach you have to eat Lechem Oni. Lechem She'onin Alav Dvarim Harbi. It means that when you eat the Lechem, when you eat the Matzah on El HaSeder, you're supposed to be saying the Haggadah, you're supposed to be talking about the Nisim and the Flos, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, as you go ahead and eat the Matzah. Dabar Acher, says the Gemara, what does Lechem Oni come to teach me? Ma anisha darka beprusa, afkan beprusa. Just like a nani when he comes to his meal. He can't afford a whole fancy piece of bread. He eats a prusa. He has little broken pieces of bread. So too, afkan beprusa. So too, when we eat on El HaSeder, we're only supposed to eat a broken piece of matzah. So that's what the Gemara says. We learn from Lechem Oni. Zaktosis, what do you see from here? That on El HaSeder, how many matzahs are we supposed to have? How many matzahs are we supposed to have? Oh, so Tosis quotes a machlokes Rishonim. How many matzahs are we supposed to have? Two matzahs or three matzahs? What's the discussion? So Tosis says, well, the Gemara over here says lechem oni. Lechem oni means prusa. Prusa means broken. So Tosis says, you have one matzah that's a shalem, one matzah that's broken. Two matzahs, that's good enough. The other Rishonim says, what do you mean? How could two matzahs be good enough? We have a din lechem mishnah. What's Lechem Mishnah based on? Because they used to have a double portion of the man. Nusa Pesach night, there was also a double portion of the man. So you need Lechem Mishnah to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah. You need two full matzahs. Then they say you need a third matzah, which is broken, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. So this is the Machlokes that we showed him. How many matzahs do you need to have on the Elah Seder? Two matzahs or three matzahs? How do we paskin? So this is the Machlokes as well. The Rif and the Rambam paskin, two matzahs. It's good enough with two matzahs. Svarit. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes also. The Maaser Rab, he said, I only had two matzahs. However, we hold the Rush and Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, and Tafai and Gimel Sif Dalid.
Two matzahs, two whole matzahs?
No, one whole matzah and one broken matzah. Two, that's good enough. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tafai and Gimel, like the Rush and the other Rishonim, that no, we need to have three matzahs. Two matzahs in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. One matzah to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ma Darka Shel Ani Beprusa. So what is this all about? How do you explain? How do you explain the din over here? Don't you need to have Lechem Mishnah? So how can it be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah with just a prusa? How's that going to be good enough? Imagine one regular Friday night in the middle of the year, you're going to take broken piece of bread and say, oh, I'm going to be Mekayim a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah with a broken piece of bread. It's not going to work. Of course it won't work.
But we break it afterwards, after the bracha,
no? No, you break it by yachatz. So you only eat it later. So how does that work? So my father explains in a Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, perhaps what it means is like this. These Rishonim that say that two matzahs is good enough, I'm sorry, these Rishonim that say that you need to have three matzahs, and these Rishonim that say you need to have two matzahs. What's the machlokes all about? So he suggests that it's as follows. The Rambam and the Rif, who assume that you only need to have two matzahs, one matzah is going to be a shalem, one matzah is going to be a prusa, they're of the opinion that when you have Leil HaSeder, so the Yom Tif meal is supposed to be with Lechem Oni. The Yom Tif meal is supposed to take on all the halachas of Achilas Matzah. So one of the halachas of Achilas Matzah is you have to eat Lechem Oni. You have to eat Lechem Oni. So therefore, when I have my chiyuv on Pesach night to go ahead and eat a Sudas Yom Tov, and part of eating a Sudas Yom Tov means that I'm supposed to eat Lechem Mishnah, well, tonight the Lechem Mishnah is different than any other night. Tonight we're supposed to have Lechem Mishnah following the guidelines of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, which is Ma Darki Shalona Beprusa. So therefore, it says the Rambam and the Rif, you take one full matzah, one broken matzah. Yeah, so what does the Rush hold? What does Shulchan Aruch hold? It's a good svara. That tonight, Lechem Mishnah is different than the rest of the year. So what do they hold? Why do we say you take three matzahs, two shlemas and one prusa? So my father suggested maybe it's because Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. I have two separate chiyuvim here. One chiyuv comes at me, which is a Sudas Yantiv. Sudas Yantiv is Mechayiv, me to eat Lechem Mishnah. I have, on the other hand, a chiyuv which comes at me, which is the chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. A chiyuv of Achilas Matzah tells me prusa. So now, how am I going to be Mekayim both things? So the answer is, Enos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, since I can't be Mekayim them both at the same time, so what do? I take three matzahs. And because I have three matzahs, I'm Mekayim with the two full matzahs, the mitzvah of of Lecha Mishnah. And with the broken matzah, makan the mitzvah of lechamoni madark shaloni beprusa. So this is the idea that my father suggests. And based on this, he suggested that this is really the rush lishitasa. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the chumra of the rush. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayin Hey writes as follows. Yesh lechol shtei kezesim shal matzah b'leil ha-seder. Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should be careful to eat not one kezayis of matzah, but two kezayis of matzah on leil ha-seder. Kezayis achas min ha-shleima, u-kezayis shniya min ha-prusa. I should eat one kezayis from the full matzah, and one kezayis from the broken matzah. Why is that? Says the Bir Halacha. I never saw such a din. Where does the Rush get this from? Two kezayis of a matzah? Whoever said such a thing? Where do you get such an idea? You have to eat two kezayis of a matzah, but Allah said it's not true. Bir Halacha doesn't like it. So what's the pshat? Why does the Rush say you need to have two kezayis of a matzah? Teretz is exactly what we're saying. Because the Rush himself holds the shitasa. The Rush himself holds, why do we need to have three matzahs on Lala Seder? Because of the problem of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And because we're faced with that problem, you need to have two Shlemas in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Lecha Mishneh. You need to have one Prusa in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Madar Kishalani Beprusa. Therefore, says the Rush, you need to have three matzahs. Well, based along the same logic, the Rush writes, you need to eat two Kazesim and Matzah. One Kazai is to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Achilas Lecha Mishneh, Sudas Yamtiv. One kezayis is to be mekayim the mitzvah of madar kishalani beprusa. Now, just a practical consideration. When you have one person eating at his own seder, so he's going to eat one kezayis of matzah from the prusa, one kezayis of matzah from the shlema. What if you have 20 people at the seder, so what do you do? Oh, so either you give everybody their own matzahs, but let's say you have a bunch of children, so you're not going to have everyone have their own matzahs. So what are you going to do then? So what my father does in the house is, he has like 30 matzahs on the table at once. So by yachatz, he breaks 5 at a time. So, meaning there's no reason why you can't have more than 3 matzahs. It just says you have to have at least 3 matzahs. So what he does is, he has 2 shlemos, or he has 10 shlemos, and then he takes 5 of them, and he breaks 5, so then when it comes to this din over here, when it comes to motzi matzah, everyone gets a kezayis of a shalem, and everyone gets a kezayis of the prusa. As long as you have them at the table at the same time, while you're saying the Haggadah, that's part of the mitzvah achilas matzah, lechem shonu lav dvaram harbis. So just practically, you should think about that, how are you going to be mekayim the din of everybody eating a kezayis from the shalim and a kezayis from the prusa? I'm going to be mekayim the halacha by having 30 matzahs on the table, 20 matzahs on the table, whatever it is, and then you give everybody kezayis of each. But what's the pshat? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that everybody should have 2 kezayis of matzah? The answer is, it's the Rosh Lashitah. So again, because we have this din of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, and how are we going to be mekayim, number one, the din of Achilas Matzah, number two, the din of Achilas Sudas Yamtiv? So says the Rosh, the way we're going to be mekayim is by eating 2 different kezayisim of matzah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins halacha lemaisa, that a person should try to eat 2 kezayisim of matzah b'leil ha-seder. So this is the chiddush that we came up with. Let's just end with one very interesting question. We have a Mishnah im sachem daf lamed hey amad aleph. The Mishnah writes in number ches, elu dvarim shadim yotzev amidei chavasa b'pesach. The Mishnah goes through a whole list of species that a person can use in order to be mekayim his mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach. So he's allowed to use any of the chameshes mine dagon. He's allowed to use this, that, and that. Says the Mishnah at the end, HaKohanim Mechala V'Tshuma. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were Tahar, so you used to go and give your Chala and Tshuma to the Kohen. Nowadays we don't, because Kohanim are not Tahar, so they can't eat Chala, so now we burn the Chala. But really, Mekir Adin is supposed to give the Chala to the Kohen. So says the Mishnah, HaKohanim Mechala V'Tshuma. If you have a Kohen who happened to have gotten Chala from somebody who baked Chala, baked Matzah on Erev Pesach, so we give our Chala, our portion, we give it to the Kohen. So he's allowed to use the challah or the truma to be mekayim is mitzvah of achilas matzah. Aye, practically chemda, isn't it? Enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Chemda wants to know, how can this Mishnah say openly, explicitly, that the Kohen is able to be mekayim is mitzvah of achilas matzah with challah or with truma? What do you mean? Enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. There's a mitzvah to eat challah. There's a mitzvah to eat truma. How are you allowed to go ahead and violate the din of enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? So zaktikli chemda. Tremendous. Oh, why not?
A mitzvah to give the truma. Not for him to eat it.
Why not?
What does it say where you're supposed to eat it? What does it say? They shall eat truma. It says you shall separate truma. You should give it out. Doesn't it?
And what's supposed to happen with it?
What? That's up to the client. It's not
like it's his. It's a gift for him. That's his food, but it's not a mitzvah to eat it.
So what happens if the client decides he wants to use it as a carpet?
He could.
He can't. No, that's bizarre. I'm not sure he's not allowed to. Not carpet. Let's say he wants to use it, not in a bizarre way, but he doesn't want to use it to eat. Let's say he wants to be sach on his body. You have oil of truma. Is he allowed to do that? So Gemara says yes, because he's having hana. But let's say he wants to destroy it. He's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to really have hana from it. He's supposed to use it. So the so that's the kasha. So the Kli Chemda has a tremendous chiddush. The Kli Chemda writes as follows. He says, Kli Chemda suggests as follows. He says the Gemara writes in Ksubas Daf Lamed. What happens if you have, it's such a chiddush. The Kli Chemda writes, what happens if you have a zor, if you have a non-kohen who goes ahead and takes the truma of a kohen and he eats it? So when does he violate the isher? When is he mechal the truma? Only when he swallows it, or while it's still in his throat? Hanas mev or hanas grono? That's what we call it in halacha. So when is he in violation? So the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Lamed, hanas grono, already when it's in my throat, I ruin the truma and I'm mechal it. I think the simple understanding is because now the kohen can't eat it anymore. Right? Once it's in my throat and I have saliva all over it and I'm already chewing it up. So that's it. It's gone. So the kohen can't use it anymore. Zaktik Kli Chemda, maybe it could be mechadesh. When am I mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah? I'm only mekayim my mitzvah of achilas matzah when it's in my stomach. So the Kli Chemda wants to say, that's not enos and mitzvah chavilas. I'm doing them at different times. Doesn't add up, because it's still the same chetz of matzah, and I'm still using that one piece of matzah to be mekayim both mitzvahs. So stam, the whole Kli Chemda is a big chiddush. I'm not sure I understand it exactly. My father thought along the lines of what you're suggesting. My father thought maybe the answer is like this. Maybe there is no mitzvah of achilas truma. There's a mitzvah that the truma should be eaten. So the Beis Halevi has a famous chiddush. The Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim, the Gemara says that there were so many kohanim once when they were splitting up the lechem apanim and they wanted everyone to have a chance to eat the lechem apanim. So the Gemara writes, higiyani kapul, that some of the kohanim said, I only got a tiny little, like a bean size, a morsel of lechem apanim. No, sefrek the Beis Halevi, other achronim ask the same kasha. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of achilas lechem apanim? I didn't eat a kazayis. Achila, you always have to have a kazayis. So what's the answer? What's the teretz?
There is no mitzvah.
Why not? There's a mitzvah lezeh achilas kachin, right?
As long as it's eaten by somebody. That's
a chiddush.
That's Beis
Halevi, right? So the Beis Halevi says the mitzvah of achilas kachim is not that I have to eat the kachim. The mitzvah is sheha kachim yehu nacholim. Exactly what you're saying. Zok to Beis Halevi, the chiddush is that the mitzvah is not that I have to go ahead and make sure you get the shear of a kazayis from the carbon. No, the mitzvah is, after all is said and done, before this carbon becomes noser, make sure that everything's eaten up. How much everybody ate doesn't make a difference. As long as the carbon was eaten by people who were supposed to eat it, the carbon has now done what it was supposed to do. So my father thought maybe that's the pshat by truma as well. Maybe there's no mitzvah per se to eat the truma. The mitzvah is that the kohen should get anah from it. So as long as he gets anah, he gets anah this way, that way, whatever. He eats it and it happens to be he's eating it for achilas matzah. Doesn't matter, but right now he's doing what's supposed to be done. And at the end of the day, as long as the truma is eaten, it's not a mitzvah per se to eat it, but it's a mitzvah that should be eaten. In the end of the day, maybe then the modus operandi of what the truma is meant to do was met, and that's going to be good enough. So this is an interesting kasha I put over here, Bavad Yosef. It's a different suggestion if you want to read it. But basically, this is how the din of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas really has relevance on Leil HaSeder. We have to think about it. Again, pay attention. How much are you going to use for Leil HaSeder? Machlokes HaRishonim, how many do you need? Either two or three. And not only that machlokes might be telling on how many kazesim you need to eat. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rosh, that wants to try to eat two kazesim of matzah, one to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, one to be mekayim the mitzvah of lecha mishnah, of sudas yamtiv. So when we come to the Leil HaSeder, we should keep that in mind and try to be machmer for the chumra of the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Bir Halacha has kashas on it. But now we gave a little bit of an understanding as to why we might want to be machmer to eat two kazesim of matzah b'Leil HaSeder.